Welcome, welcome, and happy holidays. Welcome to the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm with my two good friends, old Greg. Say what's up, old Greg.
What's up?
And G.
Yo, yo, yo.
And this is a highly anticipated debut episode for a good friend of mine, a guy that, you know, is taking care of my brother when I couldn't myself. I love this motherfucker to death. What do you want to be called? Do you want to be called Esau? Like, all right, yeah. This is Esau.
What's up, Esau?
Yo, wah, wah, wah.
Nah, we're only allowed to use wah, wah, wah. That's only me wah, and G. Wah, wah. That's me and G-Stin, yeah. Wah, wah, wah. So, it's almost the end of 2021, and I would like to say thank you guys for being some loyal listeners. Two of my loyal listeners are right here next to me. Esau, I don't know if you've even listened to the first episode of my podcast. No, he hasn't.
I never used Spotify since you have your
podcast. Okay, well, you got to use Spotify, and I'm going to fucking make sure you follow my podcast on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and right here on Anchor. So, we're going to go right down to the business here. I would like to just, I mean, come on, we got to start with that. What the fuck happened to the Patriots on Saturday? I was at work watching the whole game. What the fuck went wrong? First off, Mac Jones, what the fuck were you thinking? At least this is my opinion. Oh, Greg, you might disagree with me. G, you might disagree with me too, unless you didn't watch the game.
I didn't.
Okay, he didn't watch the game. So, oh, Greg, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the game.
Okay, so what went wrong besides Mac Jones not finding his receivers and just throwing the ball anywhere like a fucking moron?
I think it was just they just had bad luck. They had an off day. There was coming off of a bye week. They're riding a 7-game win streak, and I think it was just they thought that they probably just slightly overlooked the Colts. This has happened numerous times back in the Brady era. A lot of time. So while you forget, you tend to overlook an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were planning ahead for Buffalo, thinking Indianapolis would be an easy win.
Yeah.
It wasn't. They lost, and we're on to Buffalo.
Right. And I know I said Mac Jones was the main problem, but no, Mac Jones wasn't the main problem. It was more so that running defense, like Jonathan Taylor, like, you know, hats off to that kid. Like, that kid, you know, he's gonna win MVP this year. I'm sorry to say. Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Indianapolis Colts, he's gonna win MVP this year. He's been playing amazing. Like, he broke like 3 records that night against the Patriots. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, fucking, who was, like you know, behind Peyton Manning? Like, who back in the Peyton Manning years, who was their running back? It was, fuck, I forget the name of the guy. Oh, Greg, you might remember. I don't even remember, dude. Like, do you remember?
I forget.
Oh, shit. I forget, too. But, like, even then, you know, that Colts running back, you know, like, he couldn't even get the job done. It was more like, you know, Peyton Manning, like, trying to, you know, attack him in the pocket and shit. You know what I mean? But, anyways, switching gears here, I want to go a little bit on the NHL. Unfortunately, the NHL is pausing their season due to the amount of positive COVID tests. I mean, there's 6 Bruins players that are in the COVID reserve. In the COVID protocol list, and, you know, a bunch of players from other teams. So the NHL decided, you know, it was a smart decision to pause the NHL season. it breaks my heart because, like, I want to see the Bruins win. You know, Greg, I know you can agree with me on this. You know, you and I being diehard Bruins fans and watching the Bruins game every time they're playing, like, we go to the bar and watch them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, you know.
But this is my thing specifically, and it goes out to all sports. If you know you're playing professionally, semi-pro, high school, you know what you're supposed to do at the end of the day, especially with COVID around. Like, you can't continue to, like, mess around and do this and that and party where you know that it's most likely that you're going to catch COVID.
Right.
And I agree. It's more of, like, these grown-ass men have to understand that, like, y'all can't just party every night. Y'all can't go out, especially if you're getting paid to do this. Like, Percy, to me, I wish I could get paid to play football. Like, these guys make millions to thousands just to play the sport.
Right. Thousands to millions. Yeah, no, I agree. And, like, that's the shit that I hate. It's like, yo, y'all are getting paid millions just to, like, either slap a puck around or hit a ball off a bat or throw a ball into a glove, you know, strike someone out.
Tackle
a motherfucker on the field or even just throw a ball into a net. Yo, all they ask you is, especially more than ever, this time around, like this, like last year and this year, like in the future, stay the fuck healthy. Be smart. Stop going to nightclubs just because you had a win by 2 points. Oh, yeah, you know, whatever. You had a buzzer beat a win. Don't go to a fucking nightclub without wearing a mask, protecting yourself. I understand. You wanna drink. You want to fuck bitches and whatever. You want to dance. Don't be a fucking idiot. Thank you, Iso. Iso just said, stay safe. Don't be a fucking idiot. And that's what a lot of these fucking professional athletes are doing right now.
I'm going to take this more than just the athletes. It's more of like a world bullshit situation. Because you got to understand, America as it is, is probably one of the dumbest fucking countries of COVID right fucking now.
Hell yeah. America's, yo, we're retarded as shit. Like, first, you know, I'm sitting here like, yeah, you know, well, I'm surrounded by, I mean, Iso, I don't know if you got your vaccine or whatever, but, like, no, but I'm saying, like,
yeah,
we're playing it smart, though. Like, we may not be 6 feet apart, but we know what we're doing. You know, we're not coughing on each other and shit, you know what I mean? Like, we're playing it smart. And that's the thing that these motherfuckers need to understand. You know what I mean? Like, COVID is real, y'all, rather you want to believe it or not. To my peoples that have been listening out in Australia and Hungary, yo, this is real. Spread the word. It's fucking real. The Omicron variant is real. Delta variant. I know there's been a lot of other variants, and I can't even name them all right now. But, like, this shit is real. This is how life is right now. Life from now until, well, from 2020 until God knows when, we're going to have to wear a mask. We're going to have to wear a mask everywhere you go. And then don't forget, you know, as soon as you leave, like, when you're ready to leave your house, don't forget your wallet, phone, keys, and mask.
So don't get robbed.
Yeah, obviously don't get robbed. Yeah, but, like, yo, for real. Like, I never leave a house. Like, literally, if I was to walk out of my house and go to the corner store, like, even if I'm going to the corner store and, like, or if I'm going to the mall or some shit, and, like, you know, I got to pat myself down when I'm outside my house. Oh, shit. I got my phone, wallet, keys. Oh, forgot my mask. I got to go back inside. I have thousands of masks in my house. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I would donate y'all masks if y'all are that cheap. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, let's be real about this. Let's really slow the spread and just chill the fuck out and just be smart about this. For real. You know, because this is serious right now. Like I told y'all this in the beginning of when I started this podcast, I told y'all my uncle almost died from COVID, and he's been a healthy guy. He works out every day. He doesn't even drink. at all. He barely drinks. But like, yo, he caught it and he was on a ventilator for 2 weeks and almost fucking died. And he has no health issues at all. So, like, it doesn't matter if you have underlying conditions. No, like, forget that whole bullshit that the media tells you that, like, well, I don't have diabetes. I don't have asthma or nothing. I'm not gonna die from it. If I catch it, I catch it. It's like a cold. No, fuck that bullshit. Ignore that bullshit. Stop putting that shit in your head. This is how life is today. Fair to say, fellas?
Fair to say.
Yeah. Fair to say?
Yeah.
There you go. Keep your fucking mask on. Even if you're fully vaccinated, even if you got the booster shot, I don't give a fuck. Protect yourselves. We don't give a fuck. Protect yourselves at all times. Just like your parents had told you, you know, when you became a teenager and your hormones kicked in, wear a condom. Protect yourselves at all times. Protect yourselves at all time on your face. Don't just protect your dick or your pussy, whatever. Anywho, this is the last episode of 2021. So I would like to ask each and every single one of you. Well, first off, two questions for each and every single one of you. First question is, what is y'all's like Christmas, like family Christmas tradition? You know, Christmas family tradition. Who would like to go first? Like, what do y'all do Christmas morning? Like, you know, like different families do it differently. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, what do y'all usually do Christmas morning? It's a tough question, right? It's really a tough question.
It's not a tough question, to be honest.
If y'all want me to go first, I'll go first.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go first, but go. Pretty
Take
much.
Take the microphone.
Pretty much what me and my family do, we cook, we make sure everybody's fed by the morning, then after
what
the morning.
What exactly do y'all cook, first off, if you're doing...
Man, we make pancakes, we make bacon, make, you know, omelets, and we just make sure everybody's fed, we make sure that everybody's in a good mood, and then sometimes we'll go and we'll, depending on like what year it is, because every even year we'll open it on our presents on Christmas Day. Yeah. But on every odd year, like this year, we're gonna open it at 12 on Christmas, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Okay. So my family is similar. You're similar. Usually it'll be my aunt hosting. That was another question. Like, which family member usually hosts? Like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, like opening presents, and like the day before, like the big dinner and shit. Like which family member, has to take the wheel and shit.
Well, specifically in my family, it's just me, my mom, my brother. So we normally celebrate with my mom.
Oh, okay.
So it's normally at the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Greg, did you have a special tradition? Like, you know, who hosts Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? How do y'all do it?
We usually do is myself, my parents, my sister and nephew usually go to Mass at St. Augustine's Chapel. Because that's where my parents got married, and that's usually we go to the Christmas Eve Mass, and then my sister and nephew will come back to my house afterwards. We exchange presents, we play a saran ball, rap ball game. Mm. And then a few years I've gone up to my sister's house afterwards, and then her and I would just hang out for a little bit, and then I'd go home. Mm. Okay. And then usually Christmas Day, we deliver meals out of one of the local churches to shut-ins.
I like that. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. So, like, it's not really like you host it at anybody's house. Or,
right.
Yeah, it's like, okay. All right. I like that. For me, personally... like, usually it would be my aunt's house. So, like, my aunt used to live in a big condo in Norwood, Mass. It was, like, a gated community. Yeah, it was a nice, nice fucking gated community, bro. Like, there was a community pool, a jacuzzi, a fucking gym. It was nice as shit, you know? I'm mad that she had to move out there because, one, she ended up having kids. You know, she ended up having twins and she had to leave. And two, you know, the rent got expensive and shit. So, like, you know, it broke my heart that she had to leave that place because I grew up in that place. But, yeah, like, usually it would be in her condo in Norwood. And, like, you know, like, we would go there for Christmas Eve. And we would all, like, have a bag packed. Because we're going to sleep on, like, a bunch of air mattresses and shit. Someone will sleep on the couch. You know what I mean? Just have our pajamas on. And, like, literally, we'd just wake up with our pajamas on. And, like, we would all take turns brushing our teeth in the bathroom. Because nobody wants to smell that morning breath or whatever. And fucking... somebody would be... somebody's name would get picked out of a hat. To, you know... cook breakfast and shit. So they either cook breakfast or order breakfast. And obviously you weren't able to order breakfast because everything's closed. So yeah, you know, my aunt had the pancake mix and all that shit. So like she would like, you know, have somebody make pancakes and stuff and sausages. And, you know, you just make a big breakfast for everybody. It would be like a big buffet style, and we would all just eat. And then after we all ate and, you know, finished talking our shit, well, the rest of my family talking shit. They would always talk shit about somebody. That's when we start opening presents. So we would open the presents the latest, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And, yeah, that's how we would do it. This year is going to – obviously, last year it was – It didn't happen because of COVID. The year before, it did happen, but you know, this time it wasn't my aunt that was hosting. It was my mom that was hosting, in her place right here in South Boston, down the street, because you know her house was big. But this year it's gonna be my mom's house right now. And my mom just moved to Dorchester, so we're gonna be over there. Well, tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Unfortunately, this is gonna be the second Christmas day in a row that I will not be with my family because I have to work 12 hours. So, you know, it sucks, but it's good. Yeah, that's the thing for all. Well, me and you, because you don't work on Saturday, do you, Iso?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you work Christmas Day?
Oh,
you work
on Saturday? Not Christmas Day. I thought you meant Saturday.
No. This Saturday. No, not Christmas Saturday. Day. No, you don't. Obviously, you don't work Saturday. I'm off. So it's just me and G. Unfortunately, we both work security. You know, he works at a hotel. I work at a data center. So we're stuck working that day. But hey, time and half is gonna bless us though. No, you know what I mean? Yeah. Especially me. I mean, I'm working 12 hours Christmas Day, so. You know, that 28 an hour, you know what I mean? Oh, that's going to be popping. My paycheck is going to look sexy. So, anyways, switching gears. Iso, what was your, like, usual, typical Christmas tradition? Like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day as well. I'm sorry. I should have said that as well because this is going to be the last episode of 2021. So,
well, it does change each year. Oh, my bad. It does change each year. It's a little weird because some years we'll go over to my aunt's place because she had a bigger place at the time. Well, still technically does, but you know, my place a little nicer. ever since I moved. But yeah, family from down south and family from over here would come up, spend some time together over there. And we'll chill over there. Last year we couldn't do it because of COVID. In other years we'll do it. I'll just do it at my place, my mom, my sister, my brother. My brother's married now, doing stuff with family over there. My sister unfortunately moved out, doing her own thing. So it's just been me and my mom, honestly. Last year was rough. She caught COVID last year.
Who?
My mom.
Oh, your mom caught COVID last year.
Yeah, so it was like we found out she got COVID on Christmas Eve last year.
I feel like you told me about this. I apologize if I forget.
I most definitely told you. You was most definitely drunk when I told you, though.
That's why they call me Big Drink.
Yeah. But...
Nigga, Big Drink, but you can't hold your liquor.
But yeah, no bullshit. That was... Last year was a rough year. No bullshit. It was a real rough year. But no, we all pulled through. It was good.
Yeah.
These two idiots, G and Big Drink, fighting over here, playing around, fucking assholes. But nah, this year is honestly, I'm just gonna be chilling at home. If my boys decide to show up, they can show up. You're more than welcome, even though y'all got hours to pull over.
I'll show up, but it'll be like 7 o'clock, 7:30 the latest.
Let's see if I'm up around that time. My mom is. Like, honestly, this year, because, you know, I moved. Move is a little weird, a little difficult. So, I honestly don't even got a tree, honestly, this year. Besides a small little bonsai tree y'all saw at the door. I
see a tree right there to your left.
That's not a tree.
Listen, that'll be the tree.
Right? I have a little bonsai tree at the door over there. But, yeah, honestly. I don't give a shit about gifts, honestly. My gift is spend time with y'all, chilling people who I fucks with heavy. And that's all I really give a shit about. Y'all gotta give me shit.
Right.
I don't need that shit.
And like that's another thing I wanna talk about. Like we're all at that age where it's like, no, mom, I don't want a choo-choo train or a fucking truck or Hot Wheels. No, I don't want that shit. I don't care what you give me. Just like and I'm sure y'all can agree, like, I don't care what y'all give me. Y'all give me your love 24/7, 365 days of the year. That's all, at least me personally. I don't know about y'all, but like, as long as my family gives me that love 24/7, 365, y'all don't need to give me no Christmas gifts. I should be giving y'all Christmas gifts for giving me that love. You know what I mean? Or maybe I don't have to give you no Christmas gift because I give you that love back. You know? Y'all know that the shit that my dad went through this year. He was fighting for his life and he fucking beat it. You know, he was staring death in the face and shit. And like, yo, like the reason why I wanted the three of y'all over here, you know, on this episode, especially you, Esau, like, you know, like all three of y'all supported me. But even though, like, yeah. You know, I get drunk. I act retarded as shit.
And you do act like a piece of shit sometimes.
And I do act like a piece of shit. But y'all are still here, though.
Of course.
Y'all are still here. You know? Like, I will get down on my hands and knees and apologize to y'all. I mean, I don't have to do... I mean, I don't have to do all that. If y'all want me to do all that, I'll fucking do that.
Better kiss my booty if you do.
I'll kiss your ass, bro. I don't care. I'll kiss all three of y'all asses. I'm not gay, but like... For real, y'all are my brothers, yo. You know, like I love y'all for the support, and we just support each other. Like, oh Greg, like I've known you for years, man. Like even though you don't remember me when I was a kid and shit, but we sort of like officially like knew each other, introduced each other like in like what two years ago or some shit.
Three
years ago. Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we met at a party.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Went to a party. I was at a house party with old Greg and shit. That was when I started drinking again and shit. Yeah. But yeah, y'all, you know, I just wanted this to be the last episode of 2021. I will see you guys in 2022. Yeah, you guys will not see me until the next year because I'm definitely going to be drunk. So I'm not going to do another episode until next year. I don't want y'all hearing me, you know, drunk as shit. You're like, man, welcome to the social, you know what I mean?
On the floor and everything.
First off, I've never thrown up while I was drunk. I would piss on myself, yes. But that's
it. Shit, it was 99 cents.
But, anyways, we're at like about 30 minutes right now. So, I mean, anything y'all want to say? Like, any last words? For 2021, okay, is a better question. Okay, your highlight for 2021? Highlight for 2021?
Getting brought on permanently at my job.
There he goes. Old Greg got brought on permanently at his job. And old Greg works IT at a local hospital out here in Boston. But he was working through a temp agency for how long were you working?
2 years.
For 2 years through a temp agency. And the actual hospital they was working for said, yo, we want you to come on permanently. So congratulations, old Greg. Love you, man. Yo, for real. Cheers to that. Cheers to that, man. Like, he's gonna make some serious fucking money now. And it's not even about that. It's about the fact that, like, you know, it's not even about the money, right? It's more like, you know, the hospital loves you that much and they respect you that much. Like, they see how you've busted your ass for those 2 years and was like, you know what? He's not even worth being at a temp agency. Let's make him permanent. Let's put him at this hospital's payroll, right? You know, and he's, yo, for real. And G, for you, what's your highlight for 2021?
Working as short as you and getting that supervisor position.
Okay, so G, go fuck yourself, by the way. G, I just got put on with my security company like less than 6 months ago.
Three
months ago, and I've been with this company off and on for 2 years, and he already got supervisor position at the site that he's at. And he works at a fucking four and a half star hotel. Iso, for you, what's your highlight of 2021?
2021, let's see. You know what? Probably meeting you guys, honestly. I'll say that's my highlight. I mean, I met you in 2020, but, you know, you guys, like Mel, the group we chill with, yeah, that would be my highlight.
And don't make me cry, you son of a bitch.
Shut up. No, I'm going to end up.
Your mom's not a bitch, I'm sorry.
But, nah, no bullshit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Realistically, it actually has been you guys, honestly, because no bullshit. I was dealing with financially struggling with my mom. Like I said, she had COVID, just got over it. Situation, breakup. Honestly, chilling with you guys helped me cope with that. So that's honestly my blessing for this year to you guys. That's like my biggest blessing. And moving into this neighborhood, you know, it's not this whole weird, oh, I don't know fucking nobody around over here. Because if I didn't meet you guys, especially Yuji, bro, I'd be moving here like, bro, where the fuck am I? Who the fuck am I talking to? Who the fuck can I talk to? So, honestly, you know what I mean? It's you guys. So, and that's, y'all the realists for that.
So, I would like to say, so Iso is actually the, so, like some odd years ago, Brother Ito, y'all know, from being on the episode, on the podcast a couple times, doing the wrestling recap and shit. Iso was Brother Ito's best friend in middle school. I met Iso when, you know, before he had this long ass hair and started wearing a man bun. Shut up. You struck the match. I'm throwing gas on the fire. But you know, like Iso, like for real, all seriousness though, I love you for being there for my brother when I couldn't do it myself. You know, like, I thought I was doing a bad job, but, like, he would always come up to me and talk to me about this guy. Obviously, he used a real name, but, like, he would always say, yo, this, like, when he lived with me in the projects over here, Yo, this guy Iso, this kid Iso, like, yeah, you know, he's really cool and whatnot. He would always talk about you, bro.
Keep in mind, this is the 50th time he's telling me this.
I know this is, I've told him this so many times, but like, but this is the first time I'm saying this on the podcast though. Thank you for that. For real. Esau, thank you for being there for my brother when I couldn't do the job myself. You know what I mean? Like, and like, it breaks my heart that I couldn't do the job myself, because like, both my brothers always say, oh, you know, you've been like a father to us. And like, listen, I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I've been like a father to them as much as I try to, but I fucked up so many times because of the bottle or a can in my hand, because of the bitch that I have sucking my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I choose alcohol and pussy over families a lot of times. So thank you for, like, you know, really like screaming in my ear, even though you didn't really scream in my ear, but like screaming in my ear in a way like, yo, family, blood over bitches. Blood over bitches. You know, blood over the booze. Fuck all that bullshit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though my brother doesn't call you his best friend, he does love you. He does love you. Because, like, yo, y'all were like, yo, y'all were fucking tight, man. Come on, dog. You can't tell me no different. Y'all were always around each other in fucking in middle school, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially when, you know, it was like a tug of war with y'all two and that bitch, which is another conversation for another episode. that's not a conversation for another episode. Anywho.
I let him have it. That was
for me, the highlight for me for 2021, just being here, you know, like I had a surgery that I thought it was over for me. Like, I thought I wouldn't be able to work another day in my life again. But I went back to doing the job that I love, and that's working security. I've been doing security for like almost 6 years now. I'm just grateful that I'm making some good fucking money. Yeah, I'm still hurting. I'm still hurting working the job. I'm pretty sure all three of us here, well, I'm sorry, all four of us here, like, there's some pain when we get out of work, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like, oh, Greg, it might be your back. G, it might be your legs and your back. Esau, I know it's definitely your legs and your back, especially when you're fucking up my sandwich. So you know, for those who don't know, Esau works deli at a local supermarket right here in South Boston. I'm not gonna say the name of the supermarket because I don't want to get sued, but
no, you can say
it. And I ain't, okay, fine. Bell's show up at Bell's Supermarket, ask for they don't even know him as Esau, but you just say, listen, just walk up to the counter, the deli counter, and just scream out Esau, and he'll fucking show up like, what?
I'll be like, yo, what the fuck?
yo, no bullshit, ask for a pastrami sub and he will do it all wrong.
You know what? If you ask for a pastrami sub, I'll be like, nah, we ran out, buddy. And not even be lying to you.
No bullshit.
Not even be lying
no
to you.
Bullshit. I still want those buffalo chicken tenders.
Mm.
Do y'all still have? Y'all don't have them no more.
We had them yesterday.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I don't even have my fucking food stamps, bro. Anywho.
They might still have them tomorrow. If you're lucky, bitch.
Yeah, well, I don't get my food stamps until the first. So, anywho, yeah, literally next year.
I can give you cash on the spot, and then you can go. I'll slide.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yes, I work tomorrow from 3 to 8.
I will be there tomorrow. I'm gonna get a buffalo chicken tender sub.
If we have it,
just text me. You have my number.
Yeah.
And he was with that. Greg, I forgot about you. I'm sorry. What's your highlight for 2021?
I already said it. It was being brought on
prom. Oh, shit. So we all went?
Yeah.
We all went? Oh, okay. So with that being said, Thank you guys for being loyal listeners. Thank you, Hungary. Thank you, Australia. Thank you, United States. I love you guys. And I will see you next year in 2022. Happy holidays. Stay safe. Stay loyal. Stay social while being socially distant.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas, you filthy animals. Yeah.
And a happy new year. Happy holidays, guys. See you next year.